T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show on this Monday, this President's Day, the 17th of February. We are glad you are on board today. And today, just a lot of little stuff from over the weekend. You've got NASCAR going to be running later this afternoon because the Daytona 500 was washed out. And really, yesterday, the Daytona 500 was won by Donald Trump. So everybody had all the pictures of Air Force One flying past the racetrack and the giant motorcade car that he travels in, traveling around the apron of the track. And so that went off without a hitch, and then the rains came and then they had to shut it down. The All-Star Game weekend is now complete, and Team Giannis gets knocked off by Team LeBron. LeBron's team came storming back in the end, and they ended up getting a win. Pat Connaughton, some of his dunks were underrated, I thought. And I thought he did a solid job in representing himself in the Milwaukee Bucks. But it ended up just, you know, not turning out the way that I think a lot of people were hoping for. I love the fact that Christian Yelich was a dunk prop at one point, and then 3, 4, 5 hours later was in Arizona getting ready for spring training. You've got Josh Hader losing his arbitration hearing. And a suitor comes to a after he sees Hader lose his arbitration hearing, he's like, you know what, screw this. I'm going to get as much as I can. He ends up settling with the Brewers before they ended up reaching arbitration. So I think really, I mean, as far as the area goes, that's probably one of the bigger stories was the fact that Josh Hader lost his arbitration hearing. And then you've got Rob Manfred over the weekend coming out and defending his decision. The commissioner on one hand was right. And I know people hate this. On one hand, was right because he needed the players' testimony and knowledge to get to the bottom of the mess. On the other hand, he was way too lenient in giving everybody a free pass on all of this. Because now you're hearing other players speak out, and other players are pissed about it, and the other players would have been like a Cody Bellinger, who, if you didn't get a chance to see, I retweeted it over the weekend, but he had some strong words for what's going on. Now, granted, they were affected directly by the cheating scandal, if you will, and he had some strong words, and I can't imagine that the Players Association would have publicly and so staunchly stood behind the cheaters when their own constituency is lining up to complain about it. And so anyway, there was a lot that happened over the weekend. I mean, there was a lot of headlines, a lot of things that, you had the XFL their second weekend, which, by the way, was nowhere near as successful as it was weekend one. So wanted to kind of throw that out there as well. A lot of tributes to Kobe over the weekend I thought was very solid. They're all very meaningful. They all have, I thought what TNT did was extremely touching, was extremely good, with all the different stars that came out with the, quote, Mamba mentality. I thought that was really good. So there's a lot to absorb over the weekend. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We're all here today. Evan Heffelfinger's here. Joe Radio Joe Zanzola's across from me. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can also find us on the website, which is simply BillMichaelsSports.com. And then there's the Radio.com app, a tremendous way to take us anywhere and everywhere. You can download us. You can rewind us. You can pause it. You can continue forward. I mean, whatever it is your heart desires, you can do with the Radio.com app. Highly, highly recommend that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Getting ready for the unofficial second half of the NBA season now. The Bucks back at it later in the week, and everybody back at it later in the week, as a matter of fact. And now the Bucks sitting with the best record in basketball, and that taste from the Indiana Pacers still fresh in their mouth. We'll see what kind of fire and brimstone they start out the second half of the season with, and we'll kind of go from there. If you want to chime in, by all means, do so. This one's from Chris, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, "Boy, what a bunch to take in over the weekend. Nothing spectacular. I wish football was still around. The XFL kind of bored me this past weekend as a football fan. I did watch a little bit of the president cruising around Daytona 500. He was about the only one that was able to do so before the rains came. No big stars, no fan favorites in NASCAR. I wonder how much longer they're going to survive." And then he says the NBA All-Star Game was a good entertainment piece, but nothing more. Bring on regular basketball, college hoops, the tournament, and pitchers and catchers. That is from Chris. Chris, appreciate the email. This one's from Mark, who says, "I cannot believe the Milwaukee Brewers nickel and dimed Josh Hader the way they did. This is a bad look for the organization. This is the reason nobody has faith in Mark Antanasi." Now, I don't know, and we're going to get Adam McAlvey on here later in the week at some point, or later down the road. But I don't know if you happen to listen. I was coming in this morning, and Adam McAlvey was on the morning show on Chuck and Winkler this morning and explained, and I thought he did a terrific job of it. It's very long and convoluted, but basically it's this. It's the players who put their best case scenario and best number together to justify what it is they're asking for. And then baseball, the team, puts together their number and their asking price and their reasoning, and then they go to an arbitrator who is independent of either, who then says this is what it actually is. And that's what happened. It's not Josh Hader against the Brewers. It's Josh Hader against the numbers, and it's the Brewers against the numbers, and it just so happened to be that the Brewers won. But over the next couple of years, you're going to have Josh Hader continue to put up bigger numbers and continue to hopefully play better and or pitch better and or put up the same numbers and be the most dominant reliever in baseball, and eventually he's going to get paid. Those numbers will indeed come up, and they should come up dramatically over the next few years. He'll make his money. But this is where it kind of gets tenuous for fans, and the reason being is because then you've got a guy like, say, Ryan Braun, who early on outperformed his contract by a lot, not by a little, and then he got paid all the money, and then everything hits, and then you say he's way overpaid. So somewhere in the middle, the actual truth falls and the actual money falls. But in baseball, the money's guaranteed. And we as fans, because there's people saying, well, I can't believe the Brewers did this. Well, it's a win for the Brewers right now. The Brewers keep the payroll a little bit less. They keep guys controllable. This is what you want your team to do. Not at the detriment of the team, mind you, but this is what you want your team to do. And then when a guy does get paid, you have this level of expectation because it's like, okay, they got their money. That's great. And then when they underperform, you want the bum thrown out. You want to get rid of the salary. You can't have it both ways. So the arbitration system in Major League Baseball at least is on its face seemingly fair for both sides. Josh Hader is making millions of dollars to pitch. He's just not making millions as to what you think he should be making or what he thinks he should be making, but more so what an arbiter thinks he should be making. I wish all salaries in baseball were like this, to be perfectly honest with you. But since salaries are guaranteed, unlike the other sports, much like football, where it's not totally guaranteed, you get your signing bonus and that's it. Everything else is it's pay for play, basically. And in the NBA, you do get your money. You do get guaranteed money. But Major League Baseball is as rock solid and solidified as there is. So, yes, you get guaranteed money, and sometimes it works out for the team, sometimes it doesn't work out for the team, and then you get stuck with a bad contract, and you have to figure out a way to trade out of it. So I'm not down on the Brewers or down on Josh Hader in that respect. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Joel on the south side. Joel, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Bill?
What's happening?
So NBA All-Star game in the weekend, to me, is the best All-Star weekend game in sports. And last night, with the new format, to me, is just that much better. Like, pro football is the worst. I don't really follow hockey, so I don't know about that. And baseball, you know, when they took out the meaning, I thought it was great when they put in, you know, the winner gets to host the World Series as far as home field. When they took that out, it doesn't have as much. But, yeah, last night with the new format was great. It was intense. I haven't seen an All-Star game at that intensity ever. Guys wanted it. The one thing I might change, because it came down to a game-winning free throw, which, you know, was kind of anticlimactic. In that situation, with Lowry fouling AD, I would have just a one-on-one with them. So, okay, you can't win on it. You got to go one-on-one in that situation.
Right.
But otherwise, it was really fun. And basketball, to me, is just, I think it's surpassed baseball. They do such a good job marketing their stars. LeBron is obviously the face of the league. For baseball, you know, I don't know. Is it Trout? Is it Harper? It maybe changes year to year. And so, yeah, just kudos to the NBA. And we'll see what the Bucks can do in the second half.
Appreciate it. The marketing machine of the NBA has been brilliant and has been detrimental. And I'll explain that when we come back. Baseball, I still think, is the purest form of the game when it comes to the All-Star game. You actually see a real game as opposed to changing of rules and such like that for specifics when it comes to the All-Star game. But for the most part, I think it's been a lot of rave reviews for what the NBA did over the weekend. There is also a byproduct of that, and I hope it doesn't happen. But I'll tell you about that as well when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are glad you are here. Thanks, as always, taking a listen to us. Appreciate it on this President's Day. How was your weekend? What did you think of the weekend, as a matter of fact? Give us your thoughts. As the sporting world's weekend was, well, for lack of a better term, it was just was a lot. A lot of stuff. Nothing that was overwhelmingly you know, poignant, I guess, but just a lot of stuff to get into. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. So we were talking before the top of the hour, or before the break here, I should say, about the NBA. The NBA has done a tremendous job at exposing its stars to the mass. They do it probably better than anybody. They have gone to, and it's not always to the liking of somebody that's over the age of 40 or over the age of 35, but they have done a tremendous job of marketing themselves and their stars to the up-and-comers to breed basketball fans. They sometimes, you know what, an older generation doesn't get it unless you maybe do this for a living or you're into marketing or something to that effect. But because you'll say, well, they're losing their roots. No, actually, they're trying to cultivate new roots. You know, while they still have the older roots, they're cultivating new roots. They do a tremendous, tremendous job at it. Sometimes it can be detrimental, but for the most part, the mass success has been overwhelming. And you can look at the results. What Adam Silver has been able to do and what he's done coming out of the Stearns era has been remarkable because he is really, even when he has faced controversy, take the China controversy, for example, even when he faced that, he was able to kind of rally his guys to walk in lockstep. He gives them a voice, but also reminds them of where their bread is buttered. And he has done a tremendous job at that. So, and the fact that he has, you know, welcomed with open arms the gambling side of things, the exploration of franchises and things that can accentuate his league better, he's done a magnificent job. He hasn't always agreed with everything and just said sure and whatever and thrown his arms open, but he's been very smart about it. I think he's been very, very capable and should be applauded for him taking his product to the next level. Even though the players really do have a lot of the league in their hands now, he's been able to kind of wrap his arms around all of that and manage that, which is tremendous. The other aspect, the byproduct, and I had mentioned this before the break as well, the byproduct of the All-Star game, it has been given a lot of accolades for the way it was played. Much like our caller before, who said, man, it was intense. It was down to the last minute. There's a byproduct of that. Do you know what the byproduct is? Guys played their asses off. I mean, even to the point that Giannis is going, man, fatigue was setting in. So my concern is that the All-Star game is no longer just an All-Star game. This is an all-out superstar, ego-driven competition, like an end-of-the-season game, where guys are throwing it all out there, and we saw that last night. And as I'm watching this, I'm going, this is not your normal All-Star game anymore. While they fixed the competition side of things, these guys are walking away exhausted. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, they get a couple days off, but normally the All-Star break is a time to rest and relax and enjoy yourself and go out and put on a little exhibition, get the fans involved, you know, kiss a lot of babies, shake a lot of hands, and you're good to go. And that wasn't it. That wasn't it. There was a build-up to this. I mean, granted, there was a lot more on this season because of the I don't want to say the return to Chicago, but the kind of, you know, the Michael Jordan Mamba comparisons and everybody with the tributes to Kobe and all the different things that were being asked of a lot of these players, and then to go out and play the game, and it's gone from just a one-day competition to a three-day competition and stars games and dunk contests and shooting contests, and then they have the competitions, the fields that are set out beyond just the realm of the United Center and the concerts and the parties. And it, I mean, this is like Super Bowl weekend now. You know, when Super Bowl stretched out over an entire day or over an entire week, this is a three-day weekend where they pack everything in. And if you're one of the star players that are there, you got to walk away going, man, I need a break. In the meantime, the fans are like, 8 days, come on, get back at it. And now you got to worry about fatigue, not just right now coming out of the shoot, but what is it going to be like for my guy who's one of my superstars at the end of the season when there's only so much in the tank and you've just expelled a lot of it playing in a game that doesn't matter. So I hope that doesn't become a side or a byproduct of this All-Star weekend. But as far as the competition goes for the fans, we all gave it, you know, an abundance of praise and accolades. But will there be ramifications down the road? We'll have to wait and see. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. Hey, if you're looking to purchase a new home, or maybe refinance your existing home, just like I did, or I'm doing, I should say. If you'd like to pay off debt, if you've got cash out refinances, whatever it is you're looking into, Team Hochberg, they've helped so many of you, so many listeners and myself. They've converted so much dollars that have been invested into homes into paying off credit cards and loans and medical bills and kind of restructuring debt and giving you lower payments. And it has saved you and me thousands of dollars a month. And the struggle is real for a lot of people, you know, and with the interest rates going down, you might as well take advantage of it. If not thousands of David's ads, they have, you know, David Hochberg, they've allowed a lot of listeners to at least become educated. So the good news, home values are increasing and the mortgage rates are going down. And now's the time. Do what I did. Call my friends at Team Hochberg. Consolidate your debt. You can get the cash out refinance, substantially reduce your monthly payment, whatever it happens to be. Just pick up the phone right now. Call them 855-56-DAVID. Or go to 56David.com. That's 855-563-2843, 855-563-2843, or 56David.com. The number 56, then David.com. And allow them to help you. They've helped me. They can help thousands of people just like you, and it can help you as well if you're listening to this and thinking about it. But you can't do anything if you don't call. Again, 855-563-2843. 43, or go to Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. So your thoughts about the weekend 855-853-8640. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. This one is from Jackie. Jackie writes, loved watching Giannis go all out. I'm concerned like you that he is going to be tired at the end of the season. He went all out and even said his legs were weak at the end of that game. But what a game. That was great for the fans. Do you think the NBA is going to keep doing this? As long as my assumption is, as long as the NBA feels that they're in the right direction and it's not detrimental to the players that are there and fans are enjoying it, whatever the fans want, they're going to continue to give. So, yes, this one's from Mark. Mark says, I did enjoy the NBA All-Star game, but I still think Major League Baseball's All-Star game is better because it's a real game. Well, that's what I mentioned before, but the difference is that I wonder how they're going to do this, because I would assume that the rules for pitchers facing a minimum of three batters will not be in play for the All-Star game. With the abundance of pitchers that they bring, the best of the best, I would assume they're not going to play those rules. I have not heard differently, so I don't know. But that would be something down the road that you would maybe kind of look towards, because I can't imagine any manager wanting their pitcher to go out and face a minimum of three batters if, say, they go full count on the first two and they only wanted their guys to throw 12 pitches or something like that to begin with, especially guys in the back end of a bullpen. So I don't know what baseball is going to do, but you're right. I've always felt that baseball's All-Star game, because of the mono and mono aspect of it with pitcher and batter, I still think that that's probably the purest of the All-Star games or the Pro Bowls or whatever you want to call it. But what they did yesterday in the NBA game, I thought was quality. I really did. I enjoyed that. Let's go to Mark, listening to us in New Berlin. Mark, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Oh, man. I thought I was holding my breath. I could just see Giannis going down, God forbid.
I know, right?
I was just, that's like, you have one race car and you're fooling around with it. I mean, you can't do that. The owner's got to put a kibosh to this. There's billions of dollars out there. Even that little stunt with Christian Yelich, he just came off a knee surgery.
I know.
You don't want a guy climbing up your back, do you? I'm sure his orthopedic surgeon said, yeah, let a guy try to dunk over you. I mean,
I know.
You can't do this stupidness.
Well, I get it.
Do you want 15 minutes of fun to watch, or do you want an NBA championship?
I get it. I completely get it. I was worried about guys going down.
Common sense, Yelich.
Yep. I was worried about guys going down.
He's probably hurting them today. We don't know.
I wonder.
Timing up their back.
I wonder, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. I wonder if that was all pre-approved by the Brewers. You know what I mean? Now, it didn't look like Pat Connaughton really used a lot of leverage off of the back of Christian Yelich, because Pat Connaughton just kind of leaped over him. But yeah, I wonder if the Brewers went, yeah, go ahead, be a prop. You're good to go. You don't have to worry about reporting just yet. Go ahead. I think it was great PR for Christian Yelich and the Brewers. I'm sure the Brewers looked at it that way, too, and thought, boy, this is Christian Yelich, our all-star, our MVP in the all-star competition for the NBA, kind of a crossover thing. Are you kidding me? This is going to sell more Yelich jerseys. So I'm sure the Brewers signed off on it specifically in that sense, but I don't think it had a – Had they thought it was going to be detrimental to the health of his knee, that they would have ever allowed him to do that. 855-830-8648. Our buddy Chuck Freeman, co-host of the Chuck and Winkler Show, is going to be here. Also going to hear some from Chris Middleton coming up. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'm just trying to do what I've been doing since day one, which is get better, be humble, help my teammates, be great. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is get better. Whenever I have a chance to go out there, I just play with the edge. That's pretty much it. When you do that, I think everything take care of itself.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he's pretty thrilled. Pretty thrilled with just kind of getting through the All-Star game, getting back at it, and getting ready. By the way, over the weekend, he did an interview in the JBL studio down there, because he does that thing for JBL. And he was asked over and over again about his legacy in Milwaukee. Chuck Freeman from the Chuck and Winkler Show joining us here. Did you happen to catch the interview that he did?
Yeah, I saw.
And
they
said, what about your legacy in Milwaukee? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I saw the written form of it. You know, everything he says indicates he's going to be here.
He's staying.
Now, if he leaves, man, okay,
yeah.
That's on him. But, I mean, he's so far in that he's going to be back here when his contract negotiations come up here. So I don't see why he wouldn't be back here. Everything points in the direction that he is. If he's talking up Milwaukee, loves his teammates, loves his coach, loves the organization, why would he leave?
Correct. He put it this way. There's three things that he's asked for. One, to keep the band together. And for the most part, they did that. Mm-hmm. He loves his coach and team. Two, win. They got the best record in the NBA. There's no reason they shouldn't win a championship. They've been that good. Okay, if they fail, it's because he and guys around him failed in the postseason. That's on him, not on the organization. And then three, they can pay more money than anybody. Those three reasons alone, why would you leave?
Yeah, they pay up $245 million
right.
over 5 years. So
you're not going to leave.
No,
you're not going anywhere.
No, no. And if they don't win an NBA championship, he's the star player. He has said he wants Middleton. He wants Bledsoe. He didn't want to make any trades. So if they don't win an NBA title with this team, Giannis is the leader on this team. He's the man in this team. So, I mean, I hate to look at it this way, but it's on him then if
right.
they don't win.
Right.
He's the star. If they don't win it, if they underachieve, he makes more free throws last year against Toronto. Other guys play better. But, I mean, if he makes his free throws, maybe that's a different story. But he missed a lot of, which I'm not expecting him to do this year, but he missed a lot of big free throws last year in the
yep.
stretch run.
So we'll see what happens. So tell me about the All-Star Game experience, because you guys went down there.
Yeah, you know what's happening. It's an event. It's not a game. You know, when I pulled into United Center yesterday afternoon, I was like, you know, I'm driving to this game, because normally you have an invested interest in a team winning a game. But other than our guy being the captain, if he lost last night, which he did, it's not like losing Game 6 to Toronto.
Yeah.
It's not like losing Game 7 against the Dodgers in 2018. It's not getting bounced from the NCAA tournament. It's okay. It might sting for a little bit, a couple of seconds, but Giannis is ready to move on to, you know, hopefully win an NBA championship. But I thought the pregame was great. The halftime, Bill, I don't think you and I could relate to the halftime show. Let's face it. That halftime show was not – we are not in that demographic.
I watched a portion of it. That was the time that I went and did stuff around the house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
So, but it, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is,
but as far as the entertainment value, of course it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're not in that type of music at halftime, of course they performed well. Pre-game show, it's an NBA event. And the All-Star Game, opening tip, and boom, walking the ball up court, and, you know, no defense, and a couple of dunks and three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
But then it got serious at the end.
Just come to expect that. Now, going into it, I was not a big fan of the Elam ending, which we saw in the fourth quarter last night. I was like, well, you got to change the rules on this, you know. But if it's going to get these guys to play hard in the fourth quarter with the game on the line, because they're all, at the end of the day, as Giannis would say, they're all competitors.
Right.
They are all competitors. They want to win, okay? As much as the first three quarters of it were all show, they want to win this game. And you saw in the fourth quarter, the best in the world go toe-to-toe and try to win that game.
They were, and I said this earlier, the byproduct of this, they were exhausted. I mean, LeBron talked about being exhausted after the ball game. I hope there isn't a carryover effect, if you know what I mean, that goes into the regular season, that goes into the second half, or come the end of the year, you're still fatigued because you really didn't get a break. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still recuperating from a hard-fought All-Star game in which your legs are wobbly, leaving the floor.
And that's why the NBA Players Association negotiated for three more days off, so they won't start again until Thursday. I didn't like the idea of the 8 days off between the last time they played and the next time they played, right during a time when, hey, NBA, another great way to market your game is this time of the year where there's virtually nothing going on besides college basketball and the XFL now. But, Giannis and some of those guys exceeded their minutes last night.
Yeah.
And Kemba Walker was talking about he exceeded the amount of minutes he was supposed to play. But they weren't coming off the court.
They wanted
to win the game. No, they didn't want to. You tried dragging Giannis off the court. You didn't want to go. Kemba Walker didn't want to come out of the game. LeBron certainly doesn't want to come out of the game. They were it stinks because you got to have the Elam rule for these guys to get competitive in the fourth quarter. Had they played that game four quarters, 48 minutes, you would have saw the same. You would have saw a non-competitive ending.
So the Pat Connaughton, dunk contest, which I thought was spectacular. I really enjoyed watching that as well. Give me your thoughts on, because we just had a caller that said, "Are you kidding me? He can't believe they used Christian Yelich and coming off of the bad knee, and what if he got hurt?" A buddy of mine texted me and said, "Hey, where was Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, part owner of the Bucs. He could have been down there. He could have been doing that,
too,
you know?"
But Planet Pat said he called out Yelich. He wanted Yelich there.
Yeah.
And with Yelich, when Yelich is lining up to do that move and he's standing, by the square, our PC is going to jump over him. Tell me the Brewer organization's not nervous.
Tell me about it.
People think of Planet Pat, but I'm thinking, oh, man, if Planet Pat is off on this one a little bit.
He slips, falls, knocks out the back of the knees. Yeah.
LeBron chased down a ball last night in the game, tried with his foot, nearly rolled his ankle, and the crowd was like, I don't know if they showed that on TV. They were like, wow.
Yeah.
Had he been maybe a centimeter over, man, the Bucks would have been handed the NBA championship last night.
Right.
If LeBron gets himself injured chasing down a ball with his foot.
Right.
But I thought Planet Pat didn't get... I thought he got screwed a little bit by Dwayne Wade of the judgment.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look at all the dunks, jumping over people. That's amazing what these guys can do.
Yep. Hey, the city itself, now I was down there not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, and the city was really kind of ramping up.
We thought of you on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, I was walking Michigan Avenue. I was walking Wabash. I just walked all over the place.
We thought of you because we walked by the House of Blues.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Bill was here last week.
Yeah, Harry Carey's. I was down there. I had a great steak dinner. But the town itself was just ramped up for the Friday night, to the concerts on Saturday, everything that was going on. How was the city this past weekend?
It was. I mean,
because eventually we're going to get one here.
We are. Chicago is, it's 24/7, that town.
Right.
I love going down to Michigan Avenue. I mean, do I like paying $25 an hour to park? No.
No.
But that's just the cost of doing business when you go to Chicago. I mean, you go down to downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue, walk the street down there. I mean, they have something that we don't have. We have better sports teams. They got a better atmosphere as far as the whole downtown aspect. I thought the whole town all weekend long. You saw people, with all-star gear, excited that the event was coming there. It's amazing that the event took so long to get back into Chicago. It's embarrassing how Milwaukee has not had an all-star game since 1977. That is a flat-out embarrassment that the NBA has not brought the game here. I was 10 years old when I went with my dad. Brian Winters was the all-star. 1977, they've last had an all-star game, and that was two arenas ago. Bradley Center never had an all-star game. Pfizer Forum, they better get one. This is the NBA. We're not trying to market a handful of teams here. Milwaukee needs to get an all-star game.
I would assume they're going to get one. I mean, look, they're holding the Democratic National Convention.
Sure.
They're going to put as many people in a city that has been here probably since.
These owners think big. Herb Cole didn't think big.
Probably since the Harley Davidson 100th.
Yep.
That's about as many people are going to be in this town as then.
And I don't want to hear about the lack of hotel space, because if you can bring the DNC here, you can bring an all-star game here.
I mean, Airbnbs are going crazy. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking, I'm actually considering doing some remodeling of my house, and the remodeling can be paid for by those coming into town for the DNC.
Sure.
So, no, I get it. I think eventually we'll get an all-star game. I think you have to, because you've actually pushed through the Pfizer Forum with very little help from the NBA. Mm-hmm. We're one of the only cities, the only states, to just do it, to get it done without having a commissioner come in and say, oh, by the way, and then threaten the city. We all knew there was a very good potential of the Bucks leaving if they didn't get this deal done. Okay, we knew that in our own backyard. But we knew that because of the ownership, not necessarily because we had to have the NBA and the commissioner come in and do these forums to where everybody sat down. I mean, he came into town and spoke on it, but he didn't come in town and basically wag his finger at the city and go, we're leaving if you don't give us what we want.
Sure, but you look at the two sports teams. If Miller Park, nobody wanted Miller Park. Not nobody, but I mean, there's a lot of people opposed to Miller Park being built in the 90s when this thing was on its way up. It's like they did not want Miller Park. Oh, let the baseball team move. Now look at, 38,000, 40,000 per night out there. Okay.
Right.
And
there's nobody that can now argue this was a bad thing.
And Pfizer Forum, same thing. Yeah, you cannot argue against that. And I don't want to hear, the Bradley Center would have been no.
Nope.
Pfizer Forum is state of the art, and it's beautiful, and it's got concerts that come here that wouldn't be coming to the Bradley Center. We got a championship team. What I was a little skeptical whether the district would go over or not, but the Bucks have made it work.
Right.
The Bucks have made it work.
Well, success breeds success. I mean, that's the thing. A success breeds success. So you're right about 12 months a year in the sense that the concerts, the events, I mean, they've had everything in there from Disney on Ice to Monster Trucks. So there's everything that has been to the Fiserv Forum, plus some of the more massive concerts that are out on tour. They're not skipping Milwaukee anymore because Milwaukee now has a building that can support those big, massive stage shows. So, yeah, I mean, they've made it work, and they've brought a ton of money into this state, into the community, and into the tax base.
Ownership. The ownership with Edens and Lazary and Dinan compared to Herb Cole is comparing a rummage sale to Neiman Marcus. That's what it is. You know,
it's not that the
Herb was a nice owner, but he was... Let's face it. He was not being innovative and forward thinking.
It's not that he didn't want to win. It's that they wanted to win a certain way, and it wasn't going to happen.
No, but in today's world of building stadiums and building arenas, you got to do what the Bucks do. You got to build a whole district around it.
Right.
You know they've done this in Cleveland. They've done it here, and it's working. And that's what you have to do. I think the day Herb Cole just wanted to bet that stadium, and he got a donation from the Pettits to build that stadium. Otherwise, this team would have been in Minneapolis instead of this team would have been sold and moved to Minneapolis before the Timberwolves got there in the 80s.
Hey, before I let you go, real quick, the start of the second unofficial second half of the season, Bucks have a 6-game lead. They've been playing good basketball. I don't expect this thing to slow down at all, but if they have an Achilles heel, what is it?
Oh, man, it's tough to find anything with this team that's wrong, Bill. It is. They got their offensive efficiency is the best in the league. Their defensive efficiency is up there. It's either one or two. There's so many good things. If Chris Middleton plays well in the postseason, okay, that's going to be a problem. If Giannis is not hitting his free throws, okay, that'll be a problem. If Eric Bledsoe does not show up in the conference finals, that'll be a problem. But as far as how they play, style of play, do they have enough talent? You don't get to 7 losses by not having all the pieces. Mm-hmm. They've showed they can play. Now they can't go to the postseason and fall apart like they did for that final Memorial Day week in Toronto. That was falling apart.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Glad you had fun.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. There you go. Chuck, our buddy Chuck Freeman from the Chuck and Winkler Show, and he joins us here inside the studio, hanging out with us for a couple of minutes. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. They are having the viewing party again today. You can stop down to the Deer District and down to the Mecca because they're going to be viewing the Daytona 500 when that thing gets underway later this afternoon because they canceled it yesterday. So today they're back at it. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. Great specials and such down there. If you want to go down there for a late lunch or maybe an early meal, catch some of the Daytona 500, you can see it down in the Deer District, all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show. We're on the air. We're glad you are here. Appreciate you hanging out with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Stenny, Second and National in Walker's Point. I'm sure you're probably going to stop into there at one point or another. Tell them we said hi. Good sports viewing bar. I was down there about four nights ago. Last week I stopped in. Said hi to everybody down there. Great wings down there. And don't forget our buddy up there at Dwayne's Cover It All. Our buddy Dwayne is trusty dog Gus and everybody that works there. A fine, fine job. Follow them on Facebook. Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwayneCoverItAll.com. Whether it's boat covers, upholstery, canvas over your business, whatever it happens to be, they can do it. Great people. DwayneCoverItAll.com. So coming up here in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about the NBA weekend, the All-Star game, also moving forward with Major League Baseball coming up here in a little bit. We'll talk about Rob Manfred. He spoke. And he didn't do himself any favors, I'll tell you that right now. We're going to hear from Giannis as well. That's right around the corner. You can hear some of his thoughts. But Major League Baseball is, how do I put this, is kind of dividing itself. You've got the terrible apology from the Astros, the really kind of lame discussion coming out of the commissioner's office, and then players with a very strong opinion about other players. And you know what? You don't really hear much coming from the Players Association, because you don't want the Players Association is divided, because a majority of the players want to see the Astros punished for what it is they did and acting like it's no big deal. And then other players, it was Cody Bellinger just nailed it. I don't know if you saw it. I retweeted it. Follow me on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, but just nailed it when he said, you know, hey, a guy like Altuve hits a walk-off homer to beat Yoraldis Chapman, to send his team to the World Series, has the wherewithal to then say, oh, by the way, here's what he had to say about his shirt. Here you go.
I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Yoraldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series, and one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off, but two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like, that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me, because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I sent my team the World Series off for Yoraldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You know, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, he's 100% right. You know, but we all saw Altuve saying, don't tear my shirt. And then to come out and say, well, there's no buzzers, and the commissioner sounded like a guy who knew what was going on after the investigation, but wanted to minimize the damage and certainly didn't want to open up the can of worms that we all know is lying beneath the surface. You know what I mean? He didn't want to go there. He didn't want any part of that. He wants everybody to forget about it. Spring training is here. The boys of summer are back. Let's move on with baseball. I've punished and publicly admonished those that were involved. Let's just move on. That's what he wants right now out of his sport. And we all know below the surface it was as dirty gets. That's the shame of it. Stay tuned. A whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.